What's up, you guys? It's almost time for the weekend, and I really need this one. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be taking you through the top stories of the day in the next 5 minutes of the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. The top story of the day is that Diego Costa may well have played his last game for Chelsea in the FA Cup final, as he is not wanted by Chelsea anymore. Antonio Conte has reportedly sent a text message to Costa saying that he no longer fits in the Italian's plans. Costa broke out the news to reporters after the Spain vs. Colombia friendly concluded. Costa is now wanted by AC Milan, and of course the Costa to China rumours never seem to fade away. Chelsea, of course, are trying their best to re-sign Romelu Lukaku, as has been portrayed in the last couple of days, with the latest from that front being that Chelsea are ready to offer over £150,000 to bring back the Belgian to the Bridge, and are also ready to pay £80 million for him. Another piece of news from Chelsea Football Club is that Antonio Conte requested his staff to provide him data relevant to his players' pre-season preparations 2 seasons back, the season when Jose Mourinho was sacked and when Chelsea finished 10th. Chelsea's medical and sports science department is believed to have provided this data to the Italian, who has already taken the data with him to his holiday in Majorca. Manchester City has signed goalkeeper Edison Moraes from Benfica on a 5-year deal for a world record fee of £35 million. Previous record for a goalkeeper was when Juventus paid £33 million to sign Gianluigi Buffon from Parma way back in 2001. The Brazilian's transfer to the Etihad means that Joe Hart's career at Manchester City is as good as over. Leicester City have extended their manager Craig Shakespeare's contract until 2020. Shakespeare turned around the season for Leicester when they were heading towards relegation, when title-winning manager Claudio Ranieri was in charge, a scenario which Jose Mourinho will be quite familiar with. Hector Bellerin has taken to Twitter by saying, "Don't believe everything you read," which instantly takes you to the rumours linking the Spanish fullback to Barcelona. A few reports even said that Bellerin had agreed terms with Barcelona. It's crazy how one media house comes out with a story from somewhere and everyone follows suit on the pretext that their source is another top media house. Moving on to cricket, it was the second shock in successive matches as favourites India were beaten convincingly by Sri Lanka. Put into bat first, India posted a huge 321 for 6 with half centuries from Rohit Sharma and MS Dhoni and a century from Shikhar Dhawan. The Indians started off well to get an early wicket, but then Sri Lanka went after Umesh Yadav, then Hardik Pandya, and then Ravindra Jadeja to record the highest ever chase in the history of the ICC Champions Trophy. The next round of matches in this group are now deemed to be as quarter-finals, as the winner goes to the semi-finals and the loser goes home. The matches are India vs South Africa and Pakistan vs Sri Lanka. A majority of the BCCI members are in favour of retaining Anil Kumble as the coach of the Indian cricket team, including the legendary trio of Ganguly, Tendulkar and Lakshman, all of whom played a huge part in replacing Shastri with Kumble. Acting President C.K. Khanna wrote a letter to Secretary Amitabh Chaudhary suggesting to the latter that he should rethink the appointment of a new coach only after the conclusion of the West Indies tour, which follows the Champions Trophy. It was the battle of the birthday girls in the French Open, as 20-year-old Jelena Ostapenko took on 28-year-old Timia Bucinski, and it was the former who won in 3 sets. The score was 7-6, 3-6, 6-3. In the other semi-final, 3rd seed Simona Halep beat 2nd seed Karolina Pliskova 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. The Formula 1 returned this weekend and I couldn't be happier. Drivers are racing in Montreal, Canada, and I would absolutely love it if Ferrari managed to get another one over Mercedes. I'm no Ferrari fan, but I feel that Mercedes' dominance has gone on for way too long and has made it a bit boring. An interesting fact that I came across is that the Canadian GP sees Williams driver Lance Stroll become the first Canadian driver to race on home soil since Jacques Villeneuve in 2006. Stroll said that he grew up just 20 minutes away from the racetrack and was a regular for the race that took place every year. That's all for today, guys. I'm off for a well-deserved two-day break. Enjoy the weekend and see you all on Monday. Bye.